Blog Talk Radio. they got good production on them. All right. Shabbat Shalom. To all of Israel of the Most High Yah, called and chosen in the midst of a wicked and perverse generation. Glad to have you here. Glad we made it to another Sabbath. Huh? The tender mercies of Yah are good. And, you know, we just had a neighbor up here pass away. He was 75 years old, he passed away. And man, he didn't do nothing. It was just his speech and demeanor. Try to be told, you know what I mean? We had to get in front of his face and correct him a few times. You know what I mean? But and that's something that he done passed over. Now he got to go answer the maker to why he treated his people like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Huh? Mm-hmm. You don't mess around with y'all people. Mm-hmm. Y'all say he didn't touch you, touch the apple of his eye. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Man, you know what? Tell you the truth, saints. We better all make them sure, like I said, many, many times before, we take in every day, one day at a time, so you don't get caught up. Live for the King every day. Because, ma'am, that message that I preached last Sabbath, that thing has been on auto-repeat in many, many places. Man, the Most High Yah, tell me Yahshua ain't trying to reach us, though. Mm-hmm. Tell me he ain't trying to reach us. He is definitely trying to reach us, no doubt about it. Well, we ain't got too much longer before Passover get here. My question is where's winter at? We had them three, four days of Antarctic blast. But where's winter at? You know what I mean? I actually didn't open up the door and when that Antarctic blast came in, I opened up the door and told saints, if y'all want to come out here and be with some saints and stuff, eat, stay warm or whatever, you're more than welcome. And lo and behold, some people took it up. I don't blame them. Better than freezing them. Yes, sir. Them wood stoves, man. It was cold, the power popping on and off. And I was sitting up there with my feet reclined up looking at that wood stove. Oh, good land. At peace. I know Israel was prepared. Because if you listen to Pastor Dow, I know you're prepared. Bible said one by one wise man, he was able to save a city. If they would listen to him. I know that everybody want to be wise. Why? I don't know. Because with much wisdom come much sorrow. They want the wisdom, but they don't want the total package of the sorrow that comes along with it. That's true. We doing well in the land of living. I'm almost done eating, y'all. Y'all know us, we uncooked. We don't have no manners or nothing like that, whatever it is. And it just is what it is. We just real. I think that's what a lot of people appreciate about the ministry, too, just the realness of it. You ain't trying to put on your radio face, your TV face, your blog face. And, we got Brother Lee's wedding coming up the 19th of February, because you know that's just right around the corner. Right around the corner, won't be long. We blink our eyes, and he'll be here. Just give me another excuse to rest. Then you know, after you get finished performing the service, get a rest. Appreciate everyone that's contributed to the Miners Family Fund, because I promise you one thing about old Pastor Dow. I gave you my word, and every cent and every penny that has ever came in has been contributed to that fund. and the expense, along with the gifts that Straightway gave themselves to make sure that everything is going fine. Hallelujah. I do have a question I'm going to have to answer because I'm surprised I was able to see the actual question. And, of course, it was one of those questions. It's basically a question framed out of sarcasm because they simply think that we don't know. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
They simply think we don't know. And there comes a time that if someone proposes you a question and you don't know the answer, sometimes it's best to either be silent or to set yourself apart, go study, or go ask somebody. We believe it's wise to get the answer if you don't know. Don't sit up there and act like you know the answer. Because someone who's skilled, they'll be able to catch you in your hypocrisy. Then you got to spend the rest of your night, rest of your time trying to save face, sound like an intellectual fool.
So true.
And that ain't too good right there. But to them, it must be a hard question because they must not know the answer themselves. I don't think they know the answer themselves, to tell you the truth. Because it's not a novice question. When they ask it, of course, you know they're coming from the Christian perspective. That's why it's so easy to answer for us. But I know a lot of people in Israel don't know it. Y'all know anything we need to be keeping us saints to the Most High, y'all, for breast with as far as announcements or anything? Because all we're dealing with is we just fighting this rain and this mud. Every single time we are getting ready, that forecast will turn around and say, can you believe this? What is today? The 20th of January, and it was 67 degrees. What in the world is going on? It's going to be freezing out there right now. Man. Anyway, but we can't even lock down on trying to do some block work to finish up this other building out here. Even though we got work on the inside, it's hard for us to do that. I appreciate all the donations that are coming in. They'll definitely be used for the work of the ministry. Because when I think of the work of the ministry, that means the work of the ministry and the people that are in the ministry. Glory to the King. Appreciate y'all for that, Moshe Israel and George Dixon. Glory to the King. Also, don't let this weather fool you because it's pretty volatile. This is the stuff that will mess you up. Now, today I broke my own rule. You know, you're supposed to go outside. Even in this, you still need to have a sweatshirt on or something. You just don't need to take advantage because the weather's changing so much. You know what I mean? But we had pretty good health. Thank the Father for that. But we don't need to be no fools either now. You understand what I mean?
Even deals are fun.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that is crazy. And then they got to die again.
Yeah,
teacher says that daffodils are blooming out here. I tell you, ooh. If them trees start budding, man, we know it's a bad thing. If it's this kind of winter we got right now, you can only imagine what summer's going to be like. I guess Al Gore, man, he's over in Davos trying to still convince everybody it's global warming.
Carbon tax
on electric vehicles. Man. Claudia Miller, thank you for your offering. Well, I tell you, make sure y'all stay wrapped up, but hey, you should be in somewhat your immune system in good peak condition if you're taking household herbs. Household herbs. That's the name of it, right? Man, they put out some good stuff. I tell you, they put out some good stuff. I'm giving that stuff to some people. And they were feeling it. They said, man, stuff just knocked it right out just like that. And, of course, that's the book, though, isn't it? The herb of the field for the service of man. When you get some good, you know, stuff that's made by the Israelites, where you don't have to charge them with crystals, ain't no chakras in it, and you don't have to do no incantations and Eastern mysticism and spells and, you know what I mean? You got to do all this crazy stuff and try to call on some other powers and everything else. And man, you don't need all that, man. I'm telling you, these people ain't for y'all good. Some of y'all get caught up with that stuff too, because you fall in love with people's person more than you do with y'all's word. All of us, we ain't supposed to have nobody between us and our Savior. Nobody. And when you just start going and co-signing with people just because they say, and then also because you don't like the high talk or nothing like that, well, whatever. Well, also, I may want to take this down. Bless you, Fernandez. Bless you. Oh, no. Yeah, Fernandez. Thank you for your offer, my brother. Michael Israel and them, they're going to be launching it next week. They're on YouTube. It's called Straightway TV. He already has a little video up there. Jason Whitlock came out here and visited, spent the day with us, ate dinner with us. I think it's the first time he had some venison. But that video is up. There's an 11-minute video about him and his visit here. We didn't get everything, just a few things that Michael Israel got. But Straightway TV, that's a new channel that's going to be up and coming. If you'd like to go over and subscribe, you can go ahead and do it and get the exclusive for that video. It's already up there right now. And I'm sure that Michael Israel and them is going to let everybody know when it's going to launch. But, man, he, what can you say? He was speechless. It does take people some time to come and see, though, don't it?
Yes, sir.
Come and see. That is the Hebrew. Shabbat Shalom. Bless you, Chef. Bless you, saints. The Sabbath is here. Finally.
Praise
y'all, man. What you say? Boy, this dead season, y'all don't know the half of it. And I promise you, we do everything we can to try to protect y'all. Because, man, I tell you. You know, and that segues off into another thing. Listen, I don't understand how that people can, and I'm talking about this is ever since, it's like as soon as the last day of Tabernacles was over, the very next day the Dead Sea started with a bang. Literally a bang. We had to deal with some issues right now. I'm like, oh, you shit, didn't even wait. Man, this Dead Sea, man. Some of y'all Israelites out there are living double lives. I've been filled with the genuine Holy Spirit. And when it was nobody but myself and Mother Carol, and she was stay-at-home mom because I was out working two or three jobs, we didn't live double lives. We were in love with Jesus, still in love with Jesus. His love was enough to keep us. You understand what I mean? But some of y'all, man, y'all are worse. Some of the stuff that's gone on this dead season, and I'm talking about many of you, that we already dealt with you. Y'all are worse than an unregenerated person that ain't even looking for y'all. I mean, that's bad. That's really bad. I mean, some of the things that's going on, what y'all doing, man, the book, man, some of the stuff y'all doing out there is not even name amongst the heathen in the world. That's bad when you claim to be born again, washed by the blood. And man, I tell you, what is it, Pastor? I promise you, don't even, I'm going to spare you, I promise you. You just make sure you keep yourself in the love of Yah.
Hallelujah.
You make sure that you're saving yourself.
Yes, sir.
Satan is not playing games. Last Sabbath, if you ever really wanted another key to knowledge and wisdom, how to put this thing together, what's really going on, man? What more can the Father do for us, man? He's given to us the keys to the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
What more can he do when he's breaking it down to the lowest common denominator, laying it out for us? Look, here's the steps. 1, 2, 3. Here's the steps. 1, 2, 3. And you still miss it?
Ooh, man.
But I can tell you one thing, man. This is a lust of the flesh. There's also another abomination that's going on, too. And I know that a lot of you people out there with this, you know, we're in this, you can tell we're in the end times. You can tell we're in the end times. I know we're in the end times because the same thing that the reason, hey, you know that Yah destroyed the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah all because of this homosexual spirit. I mean, they got pleasure and joy out of raping men. They didn't want to rape the angels. And even after they blinded them, still were looking for them. Boy, tell me that ain't some demonic infestation, though. And this sodomite spirit is running rampant. Not only sodomite, but this dang transgender, the alphabet mafia, in every shape, form, and fashion, man. Hey, that's the reason why we live set apart, because we know that those devils are after our children. We don't get ours because we talk to our children. We let them know, look, this is an abomination. This is a flat-out abomination. You don't want nothing to do with this, because this vile thing will send you straight to a living, burning hell. While we there, man, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and let's start at verse 9. Start at verse 8, then we'll go to verse 9, teach. Let's hit that real quick. Alright, got it right there. I want to show y'all something. I want to get, when we read this right here, I want to show you what we're up against. And it was talked about 2,000 years ago. And only very few people take it heed. I mean, because these lesbians and homosexuals and stuff, man, they act like their life is normal. They all have been turned over to a reprobate mind. They do that to do those things which is unseemly. And I had some idiot ask me, I had a woman, she was losing a discussion on biblical marriage. And she says, and then she jumped ship and asked questions. Well, what does the Torah say about a woman? And a woman don't say anything about this. Totally silent on. I'm like, so you didn't have any answers. You got peed off because you're, first of all, you're a woman that shouldn't be in a discussion with a man anyway. Where's your husband at? These women out there create platforms. What's really sad is another man will go on another woman's platform and even have a discussion with them, though. They ain't got no authority. If you know the Torah, when's the last time you ever read Numbers 30?
Hallelujah.
If you know the book. Knowing that Paul did, that where you think 1 Corinthians chapter 11 come from? He comes right out of straight to get all his wisdom from Numbers 30.
Yes, sir.
And over in Romans, the first chapter, when he says that even that women did leave the natural use.
Right.
He's already telling you, I keep telling y'all, man, listen, if he makes laws for man, it's already there for everybody else.
Yes,
don't get all infested with ill will and malice and anger because you're losing a debate and discussion, so you got to try to deflect and try to trip somebody up over a question that has nothing to do with the subject whatsoever at all. Yeah. Yeah, you better believe it. See, what I was doing, I was just went ahead and stick on topic, and so we'll talk about that another time.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it another time, because I promise we're going to get in here asking questions. You, oh, by the way, where's Smart Christian at? Where's Vocab and Deacon Shithead? Where he at?
I know they saw the video.
Huh? I know, yeah, they saw it. Boy, they sure all quiet down, though, ain't they? Where are y'all with y'all loud mouths and opinionated opinions? Man, I'm trying everything. I'm throwing all kinds of, okay, and you want to talk to me? Good, good. We'll interview you. Nothing. You believe you're so strong in your pagan satanic doctrine, good. Put your money where your mouth is. Mm-hmm. 10 smackaroos, and then Peter Rambo, man, he joined in and threw in another 10 as well. Man, that's batting in the pot. Listen, you let somebody challenge me on what I know I believe. I'm going to be there.
Yes, sir.
We're going to make it happen. I can use $20,000. Mm-hmm. I can use 10, split half with me, and get all half to Brother Pete.
Mm-hmm.
Rambo, man, if you are so sure in what you believe in, somebody say, well, what? You ain't supposed to be out there debating. See, that's an opinion. Because the book says debate your cause before men. Now, these people, I tell you, and the problem is today, What did the prophet say a long time ago? He said, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Now, the book says knowledge is going to be increased. That means, listen, good and bad.
Yeah.
You think it's only talking about the knowledge of God? No! Look at all the technology we got today. You let somebody challenge me on what I know to be true and see how fast I make it happen. I'm like, man, that's easy picking, man. I can be glad, see, but that's just letting you know that they're all cowards.
Yes.
They let you know that they are agents of Satan sent to deceive the people because they, and they're fighting against them. They know they can't fight against them, but because they know you don't know.
Come on.
That your mind is already shaped to believe a certain way, and all they got to do is just speak to that,
right,
and you're in agreement with them. But when you get somebody that's going to call them out.
Come on,
man. Enough of this nonsense. Let's get on out there.
Right.
Let's get out there and make it happen.
Right.
All of a sudden, you get crickets. The book says a wicked flee
when no
man pursues. But the righteous are as what? Bold as what? You still hear me roaring.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you do.
Yes,
you
sir.
Still hear me roaring.
Yes, sir.
You hear Pete Rambo roaring now.
Yes,
you hear him roaring.
Yes.
Roaring like the lion of the tribe of Judah.
Yes, sir.
And all the rest of them, man. Yes, all the cockroaches looking for a place to go run and hide.
Yes.
And you know what it is, right? They don't want to be embarrassed. They're saving face. They got all this talk. When it comes time for the road to meet the road, I mean, come on. If you go, I'm saying, man, what more can you do when you are putting money on it? Somebody is telling the truth. Somebody lying. Matter of fact, I got 10 G's sitting right here. Sitting right here. 10 G's. Now, I ain't going to say this, you know what I mean? But I got 10 G's sitting right here, waiting on y'all. I should go get the old one. 10 of them, smackaroos, waiting on you. Man, forget y'all. It's sad. It ain't gonna happen. You mean to tell me we got almost 9,000 people headed towards 10, and that word ain't got all the way around?
Come on.
Who, if you're so confident in what you believe, what person wouldn't want $20,000? That's easy money, isn't it? Amazing, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
What do you think is happening to me, man?
I don't know, Pastor. After all that talking they've been doing, you would think they'd be chomping at the bit for that opportunity.
What do you think happened, TJ?
They just wanted to build their channel.
Build their platform. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and let's catapult. Yeah, that's true. What do you think, Teach?
I think they're showing their true colors
that
they're cowards.
They're cowards. Mm-hmm. You got an opinion?
No,
sir. No opinion. All you doing is you're a wise young man, too. I'm sitting up there thinking, man, I'm like, man, I wish somebody would challenge me on what we believe and stuff like that on a subject like that. Woo, far. We can use $10,000, $20,000. We can use that. We could use that. Yellow Kabir says, hey, if they don't use the $10,000, I can help you invest. Again, what y'all, people out there in the court of public opinion, what y'all are viewing and seeing is the literal wicked fleeing with no man pursuing. You're watching people who are expert at deceptions and expert at deceiving people. That they want to get out there and sound like, they sound good because they know that you have unsuspecting minds. And you are not going to open up that book. And you're not going to really truly read and study it. I just dropped another dive bomb on the truth of biblical marriage at the elder table a few days ago, didn't I? Remember I said when I told you, I ain't going to tell y'all. I'll tell Israel. I know the rest of y'all out there, huh? Man, them boogers out there, don't even look at them. What, Pat, what? You should be here. Hallelujah. But it's sad. I'm telling y'all, y'all got this. There's got to be something inside of you. Christian, Israelite, Messianic, Muslim, or whatever. There's got to be something inside of you. There's got to be saying, why all of a sudden all these people are like a bunch of cockroaches? The light been shined on, now they're looking for darkness. Why you don't hear nothing from all these confident people? I got books in here by scholars who have written a dissent against it. So you know what that means? That means I know your arguments. And I would do them the same way I do you.
True.
Yeah, annihilate you. I was like, man, there's got to be a demon in there to get through. Who blinds the mind? Satan blinds the mind. But Satan blinds the mind. Is that 1 Corinthians 4 or 2 Corinthians 4? In whom the God of this world have blinded the minds. I know we on 1 Corinthians. Man, we already in Corinthians right now, huh? I think it's 2 Corinthians. Let me look over here real quick. 2 Corinthians 4. Yeah, let's go to 2 Corinthians 4. Start at verse 1, teach. Y'all listen to this real quick. Then we're going to go over 1 Corinthians 6, 9. We ain't lost what we talked about. Y'all need to listen. Faith comes by hearing. Now about this scripture, we stayed on for about 30 minutes. When Yahshua said, take heed to what you hear. How many people are actually guarding their ears, though? Everybody's so nosy, man. They trying to hear everything. Like the people up in Mars here, man. They sit around just to hear some new thing. He said, you take heed to what you hear. You should be guarding your ears. And you need to get out of that spirit where you want to hear everything. You don't need to be hearing everything. Some of you got that curiosity spirit on what they saying. And you go roaming and stuff that's going to affect your spirit. It's going to affect your spirit in a negative way with that nosy spirit. Well, you think, what is that spirit about you? Well, you think that over here, we're keeping something back from you. Well, we just checking it out. Keep on checking it out.
Come on.
We got a lot of people checked it out and they checked out. And then you know what? They end up getting more than what they could handle. Next thing you know, they're offending him.
Boom.
Out they go. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, start at verse 1, read, teacher.
Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not.
We receive mercy too, right?
Yes, sir.
So we don't do what?
We don't faint.
We don't faint. We don't get weary in well-doing. We know in due season we're going to reap if we do what?
Faint not.
Come on.
But have renounced.
That's it right there. See, we renounce deception.
Yes, sir.
We renounce trying to manipulate and coerce people's minds. We don't renounce witchcraft.
Yes, sir.
And deceit. Every single time you see my face either here on YouTube or any broadcast and stuff, that's because you're looking at what we have come to as a manifestation of truth, and we commend ourselves to every man.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, read on while I start quoting the scriptures. Read on.
But I've renounced the hidden things of dishonesty.
You see, and these people are dishonest to y'all when they are coming against biblical marriage.
Yes.
They are flat out liars. As a matter of fact, I done got to the point now where I can actually say that, man, this right here has got to be the litmus test to see if people have the spirit of truth or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be the litmus test.
Mm-hmm.
It is the ultimate litmus test.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they still can't get the Sabbath.
I know.
And it's just as plain as day.
Yeah.
To see if people really have the spirit of truth or not.
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, you're talking to a man that I believe in the forms of marriage. Monogamy, polygyny, concubinage. I believe in all of them. These people, they actually are so adamant and they hate y'all's truth so much, they're totally silent against the LGBTQ and all these homosexual preachers up in Methodist churches, Christian churches, and all these lesbians dripping off the walls and all these places. They never say no rebuke whatsoever. You know the reason why they don't rebuke them? Because they know the government going to come for them.
Mm-hmm.
Going to pull their 501c3. Like a lot of you Hebrew Israelite camps got the 501c3 out there, don't you? Government agents. Yeah, you do. Y'all are government agents. Y'all ain't saying, all we can do is look up your charter. We can look up your name. We can type it in and see if you're a 501c3. I'm talking about agents.
Come on, yeah.
Look at the devil. That's the devil is a liar.
Yes.
We know who is a liar, the Antichrist.
Yeah.
Devil love putting forth the finger and accusing to get people to look that way rather than looking your way.
Yes.
Y'all better check out all these people. You can find out in their registry and stuff, not if they're 501c3, and I'll just go to the state where they're in.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of these Hebrew Israelite camps, Messianic camps, they're all 501c3.
Of the state.
Tax exempt from the state.
Yeah.
And they got a gag order.
Ooh.
They got certain stuff they better not talk about because they knew they're going to pull it.
Yep.
And I'm going to take it even farther. If you are a 501c3, you volunteered your land, you volunteered everything you own over to that government institution. It all belongs to them. You submit it to them, it belongs to them. Now, as of yet, they have not confiscated any church property that we know of, but it's coming. It's coming. Dave Roberts, you 501c3, is coming. It's coming. I'm telling you, that land belongs to the government. So what about y'all, Pastor? Why you think I'm talking like this? Yeah, that's pretty bold, isn't it?
It's bold. Bold is a lie.
Don't y'all hear thunder? Don't you hear the roar?
Yes,
we'll be thundering like the seven trumpets of Revelation. Seven thunders. Yep, Israel God, 501c3. Yeah, they all are. But they tell you, that's just like the Masons. They 501c3 too. So how are you going to be in the same charter that the Masons in? Or the Easter Stars?
Come on.
Or the Church of Satan? Church of Satan, 501c3 too?
Yep.
Huh? Or Scientology? What the? Boy, I tell you, that's coming out of her, isn't it? That's really, truly being separate. Yeah, it is. That's being set apart. That sure is, isn't it? Never mind. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, and that's all that he can do. Because remember, What did he say over in Galatians 4:16? Paul said to the assembly of Galatians, have I become your
enemy?
Have I become your
enemy?
Have I become your enemy? Because I
tell
you the truth. And the answer is an emphatic yes.
Why?
Because people love darkness
rather
than light. Why? Because the deeds of them are evil.
Come on, come on.
Yes.
Hmm. Yeah, they're all 501c3, every one of them, looking for government benefits and handouts. Only government benefit and handout, I'm trying to get some food stamps. They won't give me none. Shit, that passed out, I got to eat too. Well, throw me outside the street, man. Denied me, you can't have no food stamps. Shoot, I can't get no government cheese. I can't get no cornflakes. They won't even get a pass of now government cheese and powdered milk and cornflakes. Y'all start this. Yeah. Why are you doing, Pastor? I'm mocking y'all. This is what I'm doing. Let's read off.
But every now, the hidden things of dishonesty.
Mm-hmm.
Not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of Yah deceitfully.
Now, if I'm having the word Yah deceitfully, I ain't doing a good job of it. Because the one thing we demand in this ministry, and we always show it, as soon as we start talking, so when we start reading scriptures, you better be following along. Because too long, y'all sit up there, mind-numbed, believing everything the preacher says. Yep, then instead of going out preaching the message, you preaching what the preacher says. This is bad. It's really bad. And thereby denying Yahshua, the one that bought you. No damn preacher didn't die for you. He ain't got no book to write your name in. We here because we believe in the resurrection of the dead.
Come on.
We believe in the one who resurrected.
Yes, sir.
Oh, definitely.
Yes, sir. Go on, teach.
But by manifestation of the truth.
You hear that? By manifestation of what?
Of the truth.
Read on.
Commending ourselves to every man's conscience.
What are we commending ourselves to? Every man what?
Conscience.
Come on.
In the sight of Yah.
We don't.
But if our gospel, good news, be hid.
If this message is hid. Come on.
It is hid to them that are lost.
Y'all hear that? If you can't understand this message that we are preaching, I mean, Paul even said, though I or an angel preach any other message to you than this, what Yahshua gave the apostles to preach, you let them be accursed. Most of you are best friends with them, best friend with the devil. You don't know the devil religious? Well, y'all too masculine. We're going to deal with that, too. Don't know how to be any other way. I mean, y'all, he didn't create me to be no female.
No.
I'm reminded every time I go to the bathroom that, yeah, I'm a man. Still there.
Yes, sir.
Still there. Still there. They're still hanging.
There we go.
Yep, they hanging. Yep. I'm still there. These folks out of their mind, man. Come on, read.
Get home. The mighty one, the God of this world.
What has he done?
Has blinded the mind.
Wait a minute. What did he blind?
The mind.
See, most of y'all too busy trying to look with this sight rather than this sight. This sight. You look on the outward adorned, and it's easy to deceive you. It's kind of like taking a little pebble and then having those three little cups and then shuffling them around like that. You think you're good. You're good. The mind has been blinded. The God of this world has his religious people just like the scribes and Pharisees of old. We still got the scribes and Pharisees today.
Definitely,
or
more so.
Man, they're all over the place. Now, Jesus said, you will be hated of all men for my name's sake. How many of y'all hate it? Everybody love you. Everybody should have functions. Boy, y'all get to go talk to the senator. Oh, I hate the governor. I've been to the governor's house today. I went to the governor's mansion today, and I ate a meal with the governor. Yeah, you buck dancing, sampo, coon, cheese-eating Negroes. Thank you, son, because I've been with the governor. Oh, man, I tell you what, man. Woo, to be a friend of this world is to be an enemy with y'all.
Preach on, preach on. Preach on.
Tell the senator call me today. Never mind. Come on, teach.
The God of this world has blinded the mind.
What he blinds?
The mind.
Okay. Read on.
Of them which believe not. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Messiah, who is the image of Yah, should shine unto them.
Y'all hear that? They have worked, you know what? They have done such a good job at blinding the minds that some of you are still celebrating Easter. And Christmas. And Sunday. That's how blinded you are. You are in darkness, can't come out of it. You're so blinded that they can tell you that the law which is righteous and has been declared righteous is done away. And you believe it. You literally, truly believe it's been done away with and it's gone. And you know Jesus said, until heaven and earth pass not one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law. You don't even believe his words. Mind blinded, manipulated, mesmerized. Like them cartoons on Looney Tunes with them circles around their eyes. Man, it's a damn shame, man. You got to at least give yourself, listen, we all can understand the offense, at one time we gave ourselves a little bit more intelligence because we thought we had a mind that we could use on our own. Come to find out, man, we believe lies and been deceived and manipulated.
Definitely true. Yes.
Then you should have had experience of godly antipathy.
Uh-huh.
You should have been so angry. And so upset at yourself first.
First, yes.
You couldn't see because the God of the world has already blinded your mind. There's no way you could see until Yahshua dropped the scales off your eyes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then you can say, I was once blind, but now I can see. Now you can see you become an enemy of the world.
Yes.
They hate you.
Hallelujah.
People say, well, y'all give up too much. What shall a man give in exchange for a soul? Jesus already dealt with that. let me say, well, you ain't going to give up.
Yeah.
Well, if I die, would you? You ain't never heard my story, man. I've already done been to rock bottom. I've been penniless, rock bottom. And guess what? I didn't wait for it all to be taken away from. I gave it all up before it got taken. Many of us come different ways. Y'all going to test you. Yeah, if you want to hear, is he going to test your heart? Yeah, yeah. Did he test Abraham? Oh, no. The Father, he wouldn't do that. He wouldn't do that.
Not today.
Come on.
Y'all awesome.
Ooh.
Y'all deceived, man. If you obey, y'all got a test tailor made for you.
Yes.
Tailor made.
Yes.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this. Don't fail the test.
Yes.
And I'm gonna give you a newsflash here. Not only do you have a test tailor made for you, but once you pass that test, he got another one waiting on you. Mm-hmm. He asked you to prove him, so guess what he's going to do? He's going to prove you! Oh, y'all are so righteous that when you come to him, he clearly tells you, listen, I want you to declare unto me so that you'll be justified. In other words, don't come up here just talking out the side of your neck. Know what you are saying.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Know what your petition is.
Yes.
Most of you, now lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. You won't bail to take your soul, huh?
Uh-huh.
You won't bow, bow to take your soul. The Lord applies.
Come on.
See how ignorant we are.
Yes.
Y'all see how ignorant. I mean, come on now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I got an olive branch I've been extending out here. All day long to a stiff-necked and game-saying people. Let us pray. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Listen, that was a guideline in how to pray. He didn't tell you to use repetition and say it. Well, Jesus said, oh, please don't. No one, I thought, I tell you what, so I mean, your prayer is getting answered. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom. You say your prayers, I sure do. How do you pray? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. And you still ain't figured out why your prayers ain't got answers. The only thing Yahshua was doing was giving you a blueprint. Number one. Manifest reverence to him.
Yes. Come on, Bob. Bring it down.
And pray.
Yeah.
That his kingdom before coming to this earth is operating in you.
Yeah. Oh, come on, man.
Get into your prayer. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Father, we depend on you
each
and every day for our daily bread.
Yes.
I'm humbly asking that you provide for me. Because you want to give the script answer. And you think you're going to be heard for your vain repetition.
Come on.
I just tore up all your Catholics, didn't I? Catholics, Christians and stuff. Man. See, can't tell nobody nothing. And then what is the one thing you always say? I mean, y'all ever pray, and then the first thing, one of your things is including your prayer is forgiveness. Most of you just pray it and ask it. And most of you don't ever pray to the Father until catastrophe and calamity come in your life. Hypocrites. If you knew what the book says, he says, wait a minute, you didn't talk to me all the time?
Yeah.
No, guess what? When your fear and desolation come up on you, when your calamity, your catastrophe come in your life, that's why I'm going to mock you. Oh, that don't sound like a God. No, you don't know him. Used to this God run around with rainbow flags. Touchdown, Jesus. This foolishness has got to stop. This ignorance, this dismal ignorance, it's got to stop.
Yes.
You have a form of godliness, but you deny the power thereof. The instruction says, from such, turn away. Did we get to the God of this world, the blind of the mind? We already got, okay, let's go to 1 Corinthians 6 now. We're going to move on. Maybe those who have ears to hear, they hear. But I know what? The real true Israelites, the one that's been born again, it ain't been written down. Oh, they hear me perfectly. Oh, they hear me perfectly and gladly. See, we the type of people that at the sound of the dulcimer, when the enemy got that great graven image, that image up there that is one day going to speak, and all the earth going to bow down and serve it, y'all going to act like, even if, you know, y'all so fearful, you're going to try to act like that you ain't bowing down by trying to tie your shoes. There won't be no bending for us. We're going to be standing straight up.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir,
indeed.
Because you know what you got to settle in your heart? Listen. The sufferings of the present time is not even worthy to be revealed. What y'all's going to be revealed. Listen. You may be chosen to suffer. You got to have the same mindset.
Yes, same mindset. Yes, sir.
As Shadrach, Meshach, and that bad Negro.
Yes, sir.
Even if our God don't deliver us from that flame, that furnace,
yes,
that
sir.
Fire,
yes,
I know one thing more. We'll be delivered from you.
Come on.
Hey. I'm telling you straight up, if you don't have the candor, the boldness to serve him right now in the green, when it comes time for the dry, you ain't got nothing to pull from. You can't manufacture this fear of y'all then. No, you ain't. The only fear you're going to have is the fear for your hide. You can't die while you're yet living right now. How you think you're going to be prepared for tribulation then? You don't have the gumption. You don't have the boldness. You don't have in the integrity. You don't have a masculinity to serve the king right now. And you think that when the enemy starts bringing all this stress, all this fear, all this causes, that all of a sudden, look, we just had the world, Satan. We all felt his hand. All of us felt his hand. You better go get jabbed up. And then they new use the news media and every source of outlet, including your family and your friends, to bring pressure for back. God, looking at you sideways. And if that didn't work, guess what? You're fired. Look like those of us who stood on the right side of history.
Well,
there's some people out there now, they're fearful. They don't know one minute to the next what's going to happen to them. They don't know. They don't know. You're going to see the look on their faces, man, when that football player fell out. Everybody's like, oh, shit. Well, all of a sudden, that money don't mean too much now, does it? And you don't believe how many people succumb to it. And they got you looking like the devil because you exercising your free will. And you trust your government.
Yeah.
followed me for any length of time, you should know the history of government. Boy, the unvaxxed. We doing good.
Hallelujah.
Doing good. Huh? And what that book says, and he calls us all, both great and small, free and box. See, the key is calls. But don't you want to protect everybody? No. Hell no. I'm trying to save myself. And I first got to save myself from you before I can save myself. See, they flipped the script. And then they got your deceived Christmas, Easter, and Sunday family. Boy, they try to bring pressure. See, this is why you need to get away from them. If you didn't get the king called, don't come over my house and see me. And now we got to use all these codes to speak. Woo! And your family going to minister to Satan. Hey, I want to see you live. I want to see you get old. I want to see you. Come on, you got to comply. You got to what? And then they draw lines. Listen, if you don't comply, you can't come over here. Don't worry, I won't be coming over to here. Now, guess what? You comply, you can't come over here. You turn around and mess us up.
Right.
All the thing it's going to take is the next pressure for bad. They're going to be on you again. Why? Because your heart ain't right. Boy, we talking. They said only 15% of the population didn't take it. You know we've got 380 million people in America. You know that? Now you tell me that ain't on a biblical scale. When you go read the book of Hosea, Revelations. And what did Yahshua say then? When he comes, shall he find faith on this earth? Where we at now? Where we at now? Who is that Popeye country looking preacher? Right here, foolish thing in the world. To confound the wise, just foolish. The base things. The despised. The all scouring of the earth. Just like John the Baptist was. Yet chosen of Yah. Man, he to have ears. Boy. 1 Corinthians 6:9. We finally there, huh? Finally there. 30-something minutes later. I don't think it's all because of y'all. Could have got there sooner.
Enjoy.
Read on.
Know you not that the unrighteous
stop. Defined. The what?
Unrighteous.
So that is a selective group of people. The unrighteous is not going to do what?
They're not going to inherit the kingdom of Yah.
Notice. I'm amazed how that Paul in his letters always used the word in family terms. Inherit. Inherit means you belong to the family. You don't get no inheritance unless you are in the family.
Yes, sir. You're part of the heritage.
Come on now. Am I telling the truth?
Yes, sir.
All you born-again people,
come on.
You got to be in the family.
Yes, sir.
And I'm telling you right now, you unrighteous, you running dirty, you're a double life, double agent. One minute you got one foot in the world, next minute in Yah. Put your wicked asses. Ooh-wee. We need to start that again.
No, you not.
Let us tell you, don't know. That's that English stuff. You better know that the unrighteous, read on.
Shall not.
Shall what?
Shall not. Inherit the kingdom of Yah.
Now, there will be something that Paul just stopped right there. There's some older stuff right there. It'll be something. But now he's getting ready to go on and define the people who are not going to inherit it. Now, you need, everybody need to check your own heart. You need to search your own heart and see if you fit this bill.
Yes, sir. Righteous.
Don't be looking at every damn body else. Look at yourself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let's see if this applies to you.
Yes, sir.
Read.
Be not deceived. Neither fornicators.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Fornicators. There's some of you that have no control over your sexual appetite whatsoever at all. Come on.
No idolaters.
That's those of you who you're going to church and trip over bishop doorstops. You trip over crosses and you trip over baby Jesuses. Got idols all over the place. Idols in your home. Idolaters. You know that's the one thing they try to do in the King James, though? When they translate it, they try to flip the script on idolatry. They try to get rid of images and all that other stuff. It's in the commandments. They damn sure try to do it. What they didn't bank on is that y'all was going to have these people and preachers. They was going to make it simple. Come on.
No adulterers.
No, that's pretty simple. That's pretty simple. Leave another man's wife alone. Now, here's the part we getting to. You know what?
No effeminate.
Now, here's the part that y'all people don't want to hear. Man, these males are crawling in feminine today. They saw, how y'all doing? Let us pray. Our Father, thank you, Jesus. We just let you, what the? I can imagine the king on the throne. What is that? Who the hell is that talking to me? That don't sound like no Gideon.
No.
That don't sound like Moses.
Come on.
That damn sure don't sound like Abraham or no David. You know, warriors.
Right.
Y'all boogers are more effeminate. Now, y'all listen. Women are feminine by nature. Some of them are. Let's just go and let's just say it's an old time. Let's say an old time. You should be. Thank you, sir. Some of them, man, they got more balls than y'all do. I'm serious. But this homosexual spirit, this lesbian spirit, this alphabet mafia spirit, these people are over effeminate. You ever see how they're over flamboyant and stuff? That means women don't even act like that.
Right.
What is that? And then, listen. When I get to preaching, my voice goes in the pitch and it goes up higher. This right here, look, this is my regular voice. This is Pastor Dow's regular voice right here. Do y'all hear?
Yes,
this is literally my regular voice. This is how I talk every day. But when I get to screaming and hollering, you know what I mean?
Yes,
the
sir.
Pitch goes up.
Yes,
and you still can't detect no damn feminine in it.
No, not even so.
These people, regular voice, is like this. How y'all doing?
Well.
She loves you. Bless you, God.
Please. Yeah, I'm butter.
About these
them deceivers with their squinted eyes and a soft voice spoken. Listen, let me break down to y'all a Hebrew shepherd. A Hebrew shepherd is someone that leads cattle going in and coming out. A Hebrew shepherd is the one that sits down and watch flock over the flock of the sheep to make sure that the wolf don't come in. And if the wolf comes, we got to fight.
Yeah.
Unlike Bishop Paul S. Morton, when Katrina hit in 2005, man, that booger took off in his lid jet. Shoo, headed straight to New York. After the water subsided and stuff, coughing, floating on the ground, everything came back. Wait, he come back thundering. We've been doing a lot, y'all. The Bible said it's a howling. He will flee. If you make stuff this plain and people still can't hear, what can you do about it? You done broke it down to its lowest common denominator. You literally have. Listen, you cannot trust an effeminate man. I don't care if he's married. I don't care if he's married and got 10 children. He can still be effeminate.
Yep.
But this, it's a nature. It's a nature. It's an end time nature that the Most High God is after. Nor what?
Nor abusers of themselves with mankind.
And you go look at that up. That's just talking about sodomites. Well, you know, I need to go ahead and get to this question here real quick, because I've been all over the place today.
There you go.
Soft men ain't going to the kingdom.
That it ain't happening for me.
With your sweet, sugary self. Pastor here said, sweet tart. I'm telling y'all, one day you're going to be glad and be happy that you are around warriors.
Yes, sir.
And I know the women will. Can y'all imagine if all the warriors go out to battle and then all you got is soft and old men left? The old men, they're not supposed to be out there to fight no more. They done done their duty. Young men, they supposed to be out there for battling. What kind of seed would that bring and raise up in Israel if nothing but soft men are producing soft boys? Huh? 20s. Names, boy. He go on and on and on. Jeez. Don't just tell. Now listen, if you know anything about history, we are literally to the T. And I literally mean to the T. We're literally following in the footsteps of ancient Rome. They quit being warriors to booty lovers. Hebrews 7:11. Listen, y'all better make sure y'all stay in contact with Straightway Truth website, because we're working on getting our own personal live stream over there, because I don't know how long Pastor Dow is going to be permitted on platforms like this. You can count yourself as a remnant then. You better get the word out. If y'all don't see me on these platforms, y'all better get king to other platforms. Listen, if we're not on this platform, immediately we're going to try to do whatever we can to transfer everything over to Rumble. I haven't been active on Rumble. But we're literally working on our website to get a live stream for us that whenever we broadcast, we can broadcast live over there on our own website. And over there, you better believe we're going in.
Get away
from sin. Come on, Ray. Ray said a land is full of tail gunners everywhere. Oh, man, yeah, y'all got to stop, man. Oh, mercy. Oh. Let me tell y'all something about this ministry, too. In this particular ministry right here, what you got to avail yourself. You got to make yourself available. If you want to learn something, man, we're willing to teach you. But don't come up and act like you know every damn thing. You don't know shit.
Yes, please.
You're the worst kind of man that there can be, male that can be. If you don't know something, we're willing to teach you. Be glad to teach you. Man, just know you don't know every damn thing. I told you, a teacher ain't too much worth shit. He ain't too much good for nothing if he can't teach the student in such a manner of fashion that the student surpasses him. That's the sole purpose of being a damn good teacher.
Yes.
I preach and teach because I want the next generation to be a hell of a lot better than what we ever would have been. I lead by example. I work by example. I do everything by example because I want the people behind us to be inspired to know that they can do it and do it better. That's a good teacher. When the student can be better than what he's ever been, he knows he's accomplished the mission. Well, if you want to learn to be holy, you got to get around holy people. Because you can't, that's what the person said, you can't be holy and hang around the world.
No.
All of y'all sheep, nothing but a damn dirty gray out there when you hobnobbing with them folks. You feel righteous out there. You feel like St. Jerome. But you ain't shit when you get up here next to real Israelites that's trying to really truly immerse themselves in living these commandments, doing it every day. So the question comes. I don't think I even wrote the question now. Uh-oh. Let me make sure. We got to deal with this, though. Man, I'm about to try to frame the question. Let me read it real quick. I don't even know. I forgot to put the question down. Okay. Oh, here it is, verse 12. Okay. So in Hebrews 7:12, it says, for the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. So basically what they're saying is the law has been changed. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We know that. We know that. But they think they got something. You understand? They literally think they got it. And then they throw a couple more scriptures on there trying to use Paul's writings to do away with the law. They know the law. But start at verse 11 in Hebrews 7. Read 11 and 12, teach. We're going to use this as a teaching tool for y'all. We got an expert like this. I can't just sit here and preach every aspect of it, okay? Y'all just got to go along. Y'all really, truly need to listen, okay? Because these Christians and a lot of these people think that they got people like us where they're trying to support their doctrine that the law is done away with and you don't need the law no more. I mean, even Jeremiah told you that the law wasn't done away with. All it did was transfer. It transferred from stone to heart. The law written on stone. Now it's on the tables of your heart. He ain't done away with nothing. So now we got to go and preach to all these retarded Christians, these spiritually retarded Christians, because you've been duped and mesmerized so much by false doctrine, you can't even see through Hebraic lenses. You only can see through the lenses of St. Jerome, Constantine, John Wesley, John Calvin, Martin Luther. That's your church father, your church fathers. They ain't got a damn book in this. If they don't have a book in this right now, you ain't shouldn't even be listening to the ads if they contrary to what is already written.
True.
Verse 11, let's go over to teach.
If therefore perfection.
Well, what?
Or by the Levitical priesthood.
Now notice, he's talking about a particular priesthood. What kind of priesthood?
Levitical.
Read on.
For under it, the people received the law.
When did they receive the law?
Under the Levitical priesthood.
Read on.
What further need was there than another priest?
Oh, come on.
Should rise.
Out the what?
After the order of Melchizedek.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute now. Melchizedek came way before the law.
Yes.
Melchizedek didn't have a beginning or end.
True. Come on.
Abraham paid tithes to him.
Yes.
You hear that?
Yes,
in other words, there's a high order and a high law way before the Levitical priesthood or Aaron or the Levites. Oh, get me started.
Come on.
And Melchizedek was also a king too, just like Yahshua.
Yes.
We're dropping all kinds. We're dropping all kinds of knowledge up in here right now. Read, teach.
That another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek.
Now, notice, how is this priest going to rise?
After
the order of who?
Melchizedek.
So he's not rising after the order of Aaron or the order of Levitical priesthood. He's rising after of the order of somebody that's greater.
Yes.
You know, Melchizedek, they had no beginning and end, king of Salem.
Come on.
Y'all hear that?
Yes,
after the order, Melchizedek also talking about priesthood.
Yes, sir.
You trying to associate Yahshua on the law that pertaineth to men who needed cardinal ordinances.
They don't continue for a short time.
Say it again.
Come on. They're temporary.
We got a priest like Melchizedek that lives
ever.
Also, he was a king.
Yes.
And he's the only high priest.
Yes.
That lives ever to make an intercession for the saints.
Yes.
Man. And I know what you're talking about. Don't worry about it.
Yes.
Don't even worry about it. The scriptures never, ever mention Melchizedek's genealogy.
True.
Or his death.
True. True.
It's an ongoing priesthood.
Yes.
And Yahshua is that priest after the order,
order.
Just like he just got there to say.
Order.
After the order of Melchizedek.
Yes,
Are you talking about there's going to be a change all of a sudden? Law? You think that change means that the law is done away with?
No!
Man. If that was a change of law, then why did the apostles go to the temple?
Go ahead.
In the book of Acts. Why did they go to the temple if the law was changed?
It makes no sense.
Right.
They didn't understand the way you've been deceived today.
Yes.
And a lot of people are like, okay, now you really don't lost me. Now, believe me, I get it. I already knew when I started down this pipeline right here, I'm going to lose 90% of the people. But a lot of this stuff, believe it or not, you're going to have to receive by faith because there's no way that you can, if you don't understand the way y'all's layout and plan is right here, you can forget it. You can wipe it out. I told you earlier, it was very easy for me to answer this, out of which they think is a trap question. I'm like, I'm laughing. When Yahshua came, what order did he come after?
The order of
Melchizedek. I'm trying to break it down to his lowest common denominator. Showing you the similarities between Melchizedek and Yahshua.
Yes.
The Levitical priesthood dealt with the natural order of things.
So true.
All of it was symbolic.
Yes.
The earthly tabernacle was symbolic to what was going on in the heavens.
Yes. Dispensation. Yes.
Wow. And there's a difference between the earthly and the heavens.
Yes.
Write this down. Acts 2:46. Go ahead and read it, teach. We can't skip over, man. Just go ahead and read it, man. Acts 2:46. We can't skip over it. And if you want a whole lot more knowledge on it, read Ezekiel chapter 40 all the way to chapter 48. But right now we're in Acts 2:46. That means Ezekiel. Read.
And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple.
Okay. So the temple is done away with and the law is done away with it, isn't it? Why the hell are they in the temple? After the resurrection of the Messiah.
Come on, Chef.
Go to Acts 3:1. Now, I mean, you can keep on reading the rest of it, but we're getting to a point here.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about the temple.
Yes, sir.
There was an earthly tabernacle.
Yes, sir.
And there's a heavenly tabernacle.
Yes, sir.
Just like the law changed from the tables of stone onto your heart.
Yes.
Please.
Now Peter and John went up together into the temple.
What the hell are they going to the temple for? Why? For what purpose? What reason?
At the hour of prayer.
Acts 21:26.
Then Paul took them in.
Uh-huh.
And the next day, purifying himself with them, entered into the temple.
That's all I can do, man. I'm about breaking my reading glasses up here because it makes so much sense to me.
Yes, sir.
As the world says, it's as plain as a nose on my face. And that's pretty damn plain. That's a big-ass nose. Mm. It's got a lot of real estate on this face. It's red. You can tell that this is definitely a black nose. Look at them breathing back. Boy, whoo, you put in them hair in that damn thing, boy. Whew. Read Acts 21:26 again, teach.
Then Paul took the men, and the next day, purifying himself with them, entered into the temple to signify the accomplishment of the days of purification.
Come on.
Until that an offering should be offered for every one of them. And when the 7 days were all completed, the Judim which were of Asia, when they saw him in the temple.
So you got two different governments. You got an earthly governing or tabernacle, then you have the heavenly governing tabernacle. Just because the Romans sacked with that temple, Paul even adjusted on that one right there when he destroyed the natural temple. Don't you know that your body is the temple of God? What house are you going to be building here?
Come on.
It's an indestructible temple. In the heavenly places.
Yes,
not
made with
hands.
Yes, sir.
Even all the feast days. Even the pattern of the tabernacle.
Yes.
Yes. Moses received it from Yah because it's the pattern of the tabernacle that is shimmering.
Yes.
Now go back and read Hebrews 7:12 again. Let's see if it makes any sense now. This don't make, this is crazy, man.
Well, the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertains to another tribe.
Now, wait a minute. Oh, let's deal with that one. Let's deal with that one now. Because the earthly tabernacle and the temple come from the tribe of Levi.
Yeah.
Melchizedek didn't have a tribe that he came from.
No.
But Yahshua come from Judah.
Yeah.
And he is my high priest.
Yes, yes.
Shoot, man, don't get me started. Don't even get me started.
Yes.
Do not dealing with novices here. I know we look stupid, talk crazy and all kinds of,
yeah.
But you are not dealing with novices here. The purpose of the earthly temple was to be able to atone and forgive our sins year to year, but they stacked up. It was only when Yahshua came.
Yeah.
And that precious, pure,
yeah.
Holy, atoning sacrifice right there. It washed away. It's gone away. There was no more remembrance of sin.
Yeah.
Well, today, the way people's minds are wrapped, man, I don't even know if we can even teach this nowadays. You know what I mean? And get them deep. Only think people can even get fired up. I mean, I get fired up on something like this, man. All he's doing is letting you know what y'all done from the very beginning of the time.
Mm-hmm.
We just got finished dealing with it. I mean, that was profound, man.
Yeah, it is very rich.
Read verse 13 again, right? That was very profound what we just went over.
Yes.
Read verse 13 again.
For he of whom these things are spoken pertains to another tribe.
No, wait. He who the thing spoken pertains to another what?
Another tribe.
Well, damn. The Levitical priesthood come through who, though? The tribe of Levi. The sons of Aaron. Yahshua come through Judah. Well, who was this king of Salem? Who was this Melchizedek? What tribe did he belong to? Man, never mind. Reteach.
Pertains to another tribe of which no man gave attendance at the altar.
Stop. Which who?
No man
gave attendance at what?
At the altar.
No man gave attendance at the altar?
At the altar.
No man did.
I don't know.
No man. Shemaim, a man didn't lay his hand on it.
No.
He didn't set not one huge stone.
No.
Keep reading.
For it is evident.
Yeah. That what?
That our master. Our master.
What did he do?
He sprang out of Judah.
Yes, sir. He go on.
Of which tribe? Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood.
Right. There you go. Why? Because when he came out the road of Melchizedek. Damn it. There's an earthly and there's a heavenly.
First, that which is not
for
me.
Yeah. This stuff gets tiring, man. I got to scream and shout like that because it's so clear. It makes so much sense to me. Rocking up and stooping on the word, I get it, if you understand what I mean. Aaron and his sons were responsible for the priestly orders of the day. But when this one came without spot, wrinkle, and blemish. You know, the biggest key more than anything was Abraham was a friend of Yah, or Avraham was a friend of Yah. Abraham, you ain't going to see Abraham. It means nothing in Hebrew. It's Avraham. When Avraham, the friend of Yah, when he met Melchizedek, he was so great that the Most High Yah moved on his heart to give him a tenth of all that he had.
Yes,
sir. Do you tell me if Abraham gave Melchizedek a tenth of all he had, what does the prophet Malachi say? Bring all your tithes into the storehouse. Then who owned the storehouse then? See, the students of the scripture, man, dude, man. So it says a clown is talking bad about Pastor Dallas. He's a clown. You ain't gonna get clowned. You have to understand, Israel, on this earth, literally, there's a us and them. The Bible clearly talks about that. There's literally a us and them. There's a us, the Israelites, the saints. And then there's a them, who think that they are. But it's us. Deacon Samuel said, this is excellent. This is excellent. This is, we might have to do this. We'll have to do a teaching on this again. Let's revisit this.
Yeah, Levi was in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him.
That we go on and on all day long. We go on all day long. That's why I didn't say nothing about Messiah had anything to do with Levi. It was straight. He came out of a certain order. An order way before the law was given.
Yes.
Even though Melchizedek is the law.
Yes, sir.
Yahshua is the law.
Yes, sir.
The law is always Yah breathed.
Yes.
That's why David would write all his songs talking about how much he loved his law.
Yeah.
Because when you love his law, you love him.
Yes.
To the fullness of it.
Yes, sir.
Somebody said, I heard y'all and y'all Judah song, saved by his law. We know what we saying. Y'all don't know what we saying. We so much know about being saved by his law.
Yes, sir.
That we know that we're saved by faith.
Yeah.
And guess what? How was Abraham saved?
Yeah.
By faith. Don't start nowhere. You think you know something? You don't know nothing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You don't know nothing as you think you do.
Yes, And Abraham is the father of faith.
Yes.
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 And for by grace, are you saved through
faith?
It is a gift of God.
So guess what? Now you really stepped off into a bag of words.
Because you know, now you know where you're going. Now you're going over to predestination.
Mm.
Well, y'all already know then.
Who
is chosen? They didn't know they was his, and they didn't know they were there. But he knew that they were saved. He knew that they were his.
Oh.
Well, don't tell me you won't come to your little pea brain mind. All of a sudden come to the knowledge of God. Not unless you hope you'll understand it.
Great.
That's why I'm not squandering this life. I'm
Praise
not
God.
Personally squandering. I know what y'all is.
Hallelujah.
Y'all get that?
Hallelujah.
Ha. Whom y'all call is for chosen. You get that? He already knew. You just—you are just discovering it.
Yes.
Come on, T.
Hey, come on, wait.
You're just discovering that after living a life of shit, now all of a sudden you're a child of the king.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Glory, hallelujah.
On,
hey,
hallelujah.
All praise.
All
praise.
To the Most High God.
We just like Paul, man. Out there breathing, out threatening, flawless, living like shit, living like hell, living like every damn thing. And then all of a sudden, one day, we all had our demands
on the road.
One day. Hey, boy, what the thing you doing? Pow! Slap some sense into your ass. Where you going? Your life is over with. Now time you serve me. What? You heard what I said.
Yes, sir.
That's why we're bond servants and glad to be enslaved.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Woo!
Yes.
One day y'all gonna discover y'all been messing around with the wrong people. See, y'all think because we live in the country, we train, we hunt, we fish. They call us militant because they say they listen to their speech. We talk like men, damn it. We don't know any other way to talk.
Yes, sir.
We don't get offended with each other.
Opposite of soft.
Yes. Opposite, extreme opposite of soft.
Yes.
I know one thing, I bet our women are glad that we are masculine.
Hallelujah.
And ain't just saying it. It ain't just words come out there as our damn lips. And if you don't believe we're masculine, line up and see why I knock the shit out of you. Well, I ain't going to let you. You shouldn't. You'll be a fool too.
Right.
I'm just saying, I'm willing to knuckle up, nigga. Hey, I'm just damn how old I am. Mom and Dad, die, I'm gonna breed no punks.
Yes,
Whoa. And that's why they get all mad, because they look and see all these men. Women should be flocking to this ministry left and right. They should be flocking to this ministry. Because there's more males than females. That's letting you know this is a patriarchal ministry. That's letting you know that y'all is the head.
Yes,
if you got women that outnumber the men in the ministry, then it's by default it's matriarchal.
Yes.
And y'all ain't in it.
No.
Man, how simple can you make it? How just damn simple can you make it? I'll be the first to tell you, all of us brothers, we would rather love you into the kingdom than to sit up there and be at odds and have to fight with you.
Yes, sir.
We'd rather fight the good fight of faith with you.
Yes, sir.
I would.
Yeah.
I would rather fight the good fight of faith and love you
into
the kingdom rather than have to do some stupid physical shit.
Yes,
But we gotta go now. We can go now.
I hope they're all clear.
Yes,
the last thing we're trying to do, especially amongst us as brothers, man, what an indictment against our character and against, and that's really truly impugning the character of God. If we ever have to turn around and come to blows and have to fight with each other, as much as we've seen these warnings in the Torah, man, it's to our shame if we have to fight another brother. The heathens? Oh, hell yeah, it's open season. But brother? Man. Y'all getting this? All we know is El Ra prophesied because he got soft. Now big time and feminine. El Ra said, we right here with you, Chef, flat footed, ten toes. Man. I hope y'all learned something. Matter of fact, we're gonna have to do that. We're gonna have to do that. TG to you and I, one of us is gonna have to go over that. One of us gonna have to. Yeah, might as well just get ready. You get ready to hear the book of Hebrews again. You just don't get. Why you think it's called the book of Hebrews? Damn!
Yeah.
Think about it! The book of our dreams!
Yeah. Yes.
I had people say, well, you don't want to invite him. Look how fast and all that. Yeah, look how I do that. Look how when I go to civil debates and look how I do act and how I annihilate my opponents and do it civilly without screaming and hollering like I do with Israel. Mm-hmm. Look how I conduct myself when I have to go debate Christians on their doctrine of Christmas and Easter. Do I not remain intact? Do I not know how to behave when I go to other places? I mean, you want to test character and continuity? Damn, look at it! Well, we see his hollering. Go away. Just don't even be mad. Just go away. Just go away. Go away. Everybody's not like you. I know how to adjust based on the environment where I go. Just like I learned it from a king. One minute I saw him taking a whip and beating the shit out of people. Next man, I saw him cussing out the Pharisees, rebuking the shit out of them. Next man, I saw him loving on everybody that rejected. All that diversity pinned up in ultimate love. You know why? Because Yah is love. Yep. I got my eyes on Yahshua. Jesus. Oh, yeah. Best one to have it on. And I'm going to do every damn thing I can, as long as there's breath in my body, to point everybody to him.
Yes,
a lot of times, people are never going to be, they're never going to see Yahshua unless they see him in you. Ooh. You got to get the reality of it. It's been a good broadcast, eh? We're going to make sure we're right up against our time right here, ain't we? We doing pretty dang good. Pretty good. I hope y'all learned something. I hope y'all learned something. I just thought I'd entertain this question because, anyway. It's been a long time, Teach. It's been a long time. We need to go back and revisit something that I still ain't forgot. I have not forgot. I need to do a teaching on the seals, the trumpets, and the vials. That's been 20 years ago since I've done that. Need to go back over them. We need to go over this priesthood. We got to. I mean, y'all got to understand it. Y'all got to understand it. You really, truly got to understand. You know what? If you truly have a heart to truly want to believe and understand it, man, then I personally believe. I thought last Sabbath message was, I thought it was a beauty. I was. But, man, if you can understand this priesthood, man, just the love of it in itself. just the love of it and the revelation that comes, it will help correct your behavior. Am I right? Right? You get it. It's amazing to me how that is still a revelation. Even the pagans of this earth, they still can't get it. You got people asking stupid questions. I be seeing these Muslims out here, man. They be asking these Christians questions. They be annihilating them, tearing them up. I mean, well, maybe one day I'll be there on one of them discussions, them street side discussions. Ask me one of y'all stupid ass questions and see how that rolls. Because I ain't no Christian. That's the problem. You blinded when you trying to preach Pope Catholicy. They ain't even a word. I just thought I'd throw it in there. So stupid stuff. Appreciate you offering them, my brother. Oh, yeah. Two-thirds of the world, man, it's over with. None but the righteous are going to be saved. Well, we also got the leadership meeting coming up, too. TBA. TBY, because everybody else, you know, our enemies be watching us. Y'all just don't, man, they watch us so much. Man, it is crazy. Oh, if you want to see the book of Revelation, go back to my archives. It's there. I ain't teach. It's there. I got 6,000-something videos on YouTube. And some of those videos y'all seen from the very beginning, well, y'all seen YouTube, them things was already 5 years old. 6, 7 years old that we posted up there. But God's good. That's how we can say when everybody else is talking about Jesus getting ready to come, we go, no, he ain't. Yeah, he is. No, he ain't. Yeah, he is. No, he ain't. Monty Judah. You ever heard of Monty Judah? Monty Judah's supposed to be this messianic. He very damn messy.
That's one.
Yeah, this damn fat, lard ass. He said that he was never going to preach another word again if Yahshua didn't come in the year 2000. And I sent them a message about, well, shut your damn mouth up. Because guess what? We're in 2023. And guess what his fat ass is still doing? Still so-called preaching. Like he's some type of damn Torah, the chief Torah. They all do that, don't they teach? They do their false prophecies, they don't ever stop. No, they don't stop. Have some damn integrity. Then they put their sons up to ask them questions and answering questions as if they are the grand poobah of all the damn answers. Messianic. Y'all pretty damn messy. Y'all learn anything? Y'all get anything out of this? Good thing. It's good broadcast, though. Just damn good broadcast. Y'all good. Israel, I'm going to talk to some rest here tonight, all right? We always enjoy ourselves on the broadcast. Oh, and by the way, you know I can't get about here. This $10,000 right here is for motion picture only. But I promise you one thing, I guarantee we got $10,000 real and $10,000 real in silver as well. I'm waiting for the wicked-ass people of this world who have all this mouth love using my image and my name. Y'all know they put my image and my name at the very beginning of all their videos. You know the reason why? Because that platform ain't shit. In order to try, they're showing you the only thing they care about is growing their platform and deceiving you. It ain't in our heart to have any integrity to do right. Not at all. I hope y'all wake up. But if you don't, none of my business. for the king and for the kingdom. We bid you all shalom. The king is coming.
Come on, King.